It is time to bring in Arjun Singh. Once a month, we get together with Arjun, and he explains what's going on in his locale of Jaisalmer, India. And ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome him back to Robin Hood Radio. Here's Arjun. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, man.
There you are. So it's...
Well, last month was tough for me, for my family, because just in the beginning of the month, Anita's mother passed away. And just on Friday, my mother's younger sister, she was about 47, and she passed away. So continuously we have condolence meetings at the home, and the people come from morning till evening. I'm still right now, I was just sitting near my uncle, because my mother's younger sister was married to my uncle, my father's cousin brother. So I have two relations, aunts. So he was just, we were just talking about all those things, and he suddenly told me that it's a Wednesday because he knows about that. And I said, yes, I am going to have a call and I will just speak about them. He said that tell them about your aunt, and because he believes in reincarnation and rebirth. So he told me that maybe your aunt is somewhere in the part of the world, and she will listen to you. So condolences meetings, people coming to our home, expressing their condolences, women meet women, men meet men. So it's like that for this whole month, been busy in this sorrow and grief and all those things, yeah.
Is it segregated? Is it just the women and the men separate, or is it together when?
Yes. Completely separate. Women sit in just in the room in the home there, and the men always sit out of the home. Maybe sometimes on the street they make temporary stage and they sit there, or they have some other place near the home where they can sit. So the men are not allowed during this time to enter in the home, because the women or sitting in the home there. So the women from other families, relatives, friends, the community women, many, I can say, in these 12 days, we are going to just meet more than 1,500 people, definitely, in our family, because 7,000 people in my community here in Jaisalmer. So most of us, we have relatives and friends, all those things. So from early morning, from 9 a.m. to 7 or 8 p.m. at night, we just sit. You can't move your body even, because people, they don't have the fixed time for that. So they come when they get time, and they just come here to express their sorrow and condolences to the family. So the women, they sit separately because they have a different type of expressing the condolences, because they weep loudly, and while weeping, they just tell that what actually happened. And the women who come here to meet the other women, they also start weeping loudly. And then while they weep, they just tell each and everyone that what exactly happened and how it happened. And they just say that it's not very, it's so bad for all of you. They have a small kids, and he was too young to die. So a lot of things. So they have different kind of rituals, and the men, they have different, because the men who sit here out in the street there on the other part, they wear white turbans mostly. Like my father is here, he's having white turbans. All my uncles, and they are having white turbans. We, like the men who are just below 40 years, we are not allowed to just have that white turban. So we have some small towels on our shoulders. It indicates that someone has died in their family.
Wait, so we have towels on
our shoulders. Yes, please.
No, just so you're not. Who's not allowed to wear white turban?
If your father is here, then your father will have that. Like my father is here, so my father is allowed to have that white turban. And if someone like some of my uncles, they don't have fathers, so they can have it. So my father is sitting in this condolence meeting. So I'm not allowed to wear that white turban. I'm allowed to have a white towel on my shoulders. So if someone's father is not, then they are allowed. So it depends. If two generations are here, then the senior generation is allowed to have that, but not the next one, not the juniors.
Understood.
Like me and my younger brother, when we come here, we must have a towel on our shoulders. Otherwise, sometimes I forget. And my father becomes very angry with these things. So it's a tradition that if there's no towel on your shoulder, it means you are not just sowing your grief and sorrow for the family. So when I just go, come out of my home, I keep it in my shoulders. And even in that condolence meeting, nothing is allowed. No cell phones, no any music, nothing. Complete silence for more than 10 to 12 hours and was continuously for 12 days. It's really tough. Even
12 days?
My uncle, he is in for 12 days. And my uncle, he's in trouble because for sitting continuously for 12 hours on that ground in this condition, and then he definitely lost his wife. So sorrow, pain, and then such a tiring activity. So we took her in the took him to the hospital last night, and the doctor asked me to just give a rest to him, and it's not possible because at night he could sleep only in the day, early in the morning, just sit there because the people come here to just express their condolences. So it's tough time. It's really tough for the whole members, for the family, for the kids, especially. Not easy to explain these things. My aunt has two grandchildren, so they are always asking that where is their daddy. They say daddy, daddy means grandma. Where is daddy? And then everyone telling them that she went to the clouds to bring toys for you. And so every time they are just watching towards the clouds and asking that grandma didn't come yet. So tough for all of us, but at night we have some bhajans, like some religious songs. So we invite some professional artists. They come here and they just present some religious type of activities like music and all those things, not jolly type of, but it's all about the life and reincarnation and God and all those things. So it gives a little bit time for you for 2 and 3 hours from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. and then we all go back to our houses. We don't eat here at uncle's home. No, no one eats here. All the people in the day, if you come, you can see more than 50 to 70 people of my own family. My family, friends and family members are sitting, and they have been sitting here for last 3 and 4 days, and they will keep it continue till the 12th day. So, but everyone comes in the home in the morning. They eat at their home, and then the whole day they sit here, and then they go back and they eat at the, because right now it's 6 p.m. here. My father is just waiting for me, and my father and my younger brother, we all will go. Even my mother is here, and Anita sees because my mother is here, so see my mother freed Anita and my sister and my brother's wife that you can stay at your home because I represent you here. So we are here, and just as we finish this condolence meeting at 6:30 or 7, or sometimes it, because it depends on the people. If they just keep it continue coming here, then we will have to sit here. So then we say bye to our uncle, and we go back to our home, and we eat in the early morning. Again, we come here. So it's just like a routine, and it goes for, on Monday. We have the last ritual, and then it's all over. And then after that, once again, the ladies will sit for 45 days in the home there, and then the other women will again come. Repeatedly, they will come and they will just come here to express their condolences. For women, it's 45 days. For men, it's 12 days.
Well, you know, Arjun, if people want to see what you're talking about, you have done a very good job and a respectful job on posting this information and some of the pictures on how things are going on Facebook. So if people are members of Facebook and they listen to this, they can go to your Facebook page and they can see some of the things that you're talking about. You've done a very good job and a very respectful job in representing that on Facebook.
Thank you. I do my best that it's a different culture. It's a different customs we have here. Mostly people, when they just give their comments on that, and they say we really like to know more about culture, about tradition. So what I really want that we have, if you have flowers on your photo, it means all over. As I just posted one of my photo of my aunt with some flowers. So many people, they ask me about it, the meaning of it. So if there is a garland of a flower on the photo frame, then it means that he or he gone to the heaven. So we have different meanings, different traditions, different cultures. So it's just, I think it adds something to the information, and I think the people learn it a lot. And for me, because when I have been there in that part of the world, then I thought that really there is so much difference in the culture and tradition. So that's why I think that people know about these things, and they really like it.
Well, our condolences to you and your family, Arjun, and we'll speak to you again in about another couple of weeks.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, man. Take care.
That is Around the World with Arjun Singh from Jaisalmer, India.